wrestling. Big nerve wracking, but one of the fastest opening for us, so I feel real more confident coming into this one, although the competition is quite a bit more fierce, so having a big nerve force has worked really hard to prepare the best we can for us, and I've been right there to study and know what I need to do within the wheel. And I have 45 billion solutions on board, building a big partnership, you know, for her family and time to come. I'm going to tap her up on this opportunity, and we're going to race on Sunday, so there's no other plan than being in the show. Honestly, just being here at Daytona and having a shot to run in the Great American Race is a blessing. And I've been talking to a few people today about how many people would do anything to have the opportunity to be here and just say they attempted it. Whether they'll make the race, and I've been blessed enough to do it twice now, and I hope they start down the trail. But it's going to be pretty intense tonight and tomorrow, either way. But I look forward to it because it's going to be that much more rewarding for everyone in the race, just knowing the field of open trails that are here this time around. Making this race isn't just about being in it. To me, it's about winning it, because I could be 2 rounds of winning, and I'm a young driver trying to make that way, and I've been very fortunate to make it this far, but I've, you know, been open at the road, being a Cup Series champion someday, and maximizing the most out of these limited starts and approach and schedule is really important for that. So I'm just really thankful to have these opportunities as a peer motorsports, our partners, for the Brad Billy Solutions, and clients, and it's going really well. The cars are really fast. We had a 6th-place finish last year. We obviously were the fastest open court qualifier here for the Daytona 500. So it's just a really great thing to build on from last season, and that momentum should help us execute at a ground level this year. That's a great question. I also feel very confident because of it. I think we're even better than we were last year, but so is everybody else, and there's a few more open trails than we were last year, more competitive ones at that. So it's going to be tougher, it's going to be really tight. So we'll just go all we can as far as putting speed in the car, and that's going to be up to me behind the wheel. After that, it's super fairly qualifying. Once you're up to speed, you kind of just hang on and hope the thing runs, but we've got a good power play from ECR engines. And everyone at Bad Motorsports has done a great job preparing the crew. I mean, this is the same crew we brought here last year. It didn't rain any of the other three races we did. So this is our Daytona 500 piece, and our pride and joy. So we're back on that. I'm really excited about it. I really know it's an awesome day, and everyone's team gets really proud in what they do. You know, I think most small teams deserve respect, especially for how long he's been around in the sport, whether it's a Cup Series or now the Xfinity Series. So they've got a vision that I really hope really is, and that's to be in victory lane this season with that 42-3. My goal is to win the season opener at Daytona and make the playoffs. And then another regular season race would be great, but it seems like the crew ordered the most, but that's what Brian made fine, and I think winning the Cup races may even be capable, but like you said, just in and out of the crew ordered race may give me some experience, especially racing on Saturday and trying to learn some things for Sunday. But it's kind of weird because I have career fan and I have some practice today, I have the duels tomorrow, so I have a great first seat time in the Cup crew and the Xfinity crew, and if anything, I think that's going to help me more in the Xfinity crew than the Xfinity crew over the Cup crew, if that makes sense. Yeah, you know, it's been really cool because the last few years there have been teams that have little to no points, whether they were new teams or growing teams, and put them in the top 3, have them in the top 10, run back for pass. You know, accomplish some really big things, the little guys over there that do. So that's really cool to me because not only do I have the opportunity to help someone build another programmer, but maybe have you know, the opportunity to see some long-term success together just with the investments he's making in his own program. If there is no equipment, getting ECR at least notice for the year for us, he wants to make a legitimate competitive offer and that guy has to help him go win. Yeah, potentially. Right now, we're trying to do, you know, more in the Cup Series because that's been great for both of us. They need more CKM experience and for them putting them in the national stage and, you know, America's largest motorsports get more eyeballs in them. And there's no better reason to break out of that winner. So we're going to be making sure that we're in this race on Sunday. It was a little stressful, so it's easy to see how the new cars that were coming in. I kind of had an idea who was going to be here. There was a few that were surprises, but like I've been telling people, I think we're all very grateful with our team and the speed we've brought and what we're going to be able to do. They have a plan for us, so we're just going to have faith in that, try to trust the process, no matter what happens, give them all the glory and look at the IMS thing tonight when they're on the show on Sunday and going to see how. Absolutely. You know, I think that the opportunity there kind of helped put me on the map, but it also taught me a lot about the sport and the business side. And for better or worse, you know, it's led me to where I'm at, and I've learned a lot, mostly the hard way. You know, when I wasn't able to return full time like we thought I would to win for a championship the following year, the opportunity opened up front row to run full time in the Cup Series, and that was a huge step for me, you know, probably too soon, but. And there's no better way to get all the experience out of that as a young driver that had only run four-time schedules and just racing the Cup Series, running more races, longer races, and it was certainly trial back there, but it made me a lot better than the driver I am today. So I kind of had to rebuild from that year, but I think for my age and only being 25 years old, I have a lot more experience than many other drivers, not just track time, but working with small teams and big teams and all the different equipment I've driven. And I think one day, you know, when an opportunity opens up with a big team, I'm going to be able to excel and stay in victory lane and compete for championships. Yeah, I would certainly hope I could throw into something bigger one day. But right now, you know, my goal with them is obviously putting them in victory lane on Sundays when I'm not there. And that's a priority for me. I take a lot of pride in helping elevate their program. Been with them for 3 years now, and I've worked a lot of places I struggled at, got them better, put them in victory lane at some of those tracks, and continued, you know, gain the performances at the tracks they excel at. So to be a part of that is really cool, really special, especially when you get that Monday full crew of, you know, telling me thank you and you know, the rebels drive up front or in victory lane, and I just think that's maybe a much better driver because we obviously are wrapped in the scene, but even just feeling the adjustments, better communication of what I need to go faster, then it's made me a much better driver from that aspect. So I think I'll certainly be able to translate that to any opportunity that arises even this weekend. But being a part of that, I think, has definitely been a nice coping in my resume for sure. Yeah, I mean, I obviously work with our drivers and helping dial it out for all those cars every weekend. You know, I think it's a unique situation because